Oh, hey, welcome back.
Oh, what fun sounds
hey,
you were making.
Thank you so much, Steve. I was trying to be more like you in 2021.
Oh, gosh. That's cool.
Yeah, all right, bud.
I have a bit of a confession.
The confessional is open.
Can you keep a secret?
I've been a bad, bad girl.
It's Confessions with Donna and Steve. These are my confessions. On My Talk 107.1.
We want you to tell us about a time that you think Facebook or Instagram was spying on you when they were listening, and then suddenly you saw an ad pop up. Over Christmas break, we were playing a card game.
Mafia?
It wasn't Mafia. This was like a poker a game. But it was so it's a game called baseball, blah, 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 blah. So there's a rule that if you get one, a two dealt to you, you can bean the other person, which hits them, takes them out of the game, no matter how good their hand was. But if they have a two, they can charge the mound, which means now you're both out of the game. But if the person that you charge the mound with has another two in their low cards, the two cards that are face down in a game of seven card
mound,
then they can have a Nolan Ryan moment, which is when Robin Ventura famously charged the mound of the Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Who swiftly got him into a headlock and just rained down blows on the head of Robin Ventura, leaving him a bloody mess. So we were talking about, and then some people at the table started saying, wait, explain the, no, I don't get the Nolan Ryan reference. And so we were explaining it. Robin Ventura came out, blah, blah, blah. The next morning, my brother Scooty wakes up and says, look what appeared on my Facebook. And it was a video of Nolan Ryan punching Robin Ventura. And it was just from some random account, some ad promoted account that said, baseball's most shocking moments. And suddenly, the very specific incident from 30 plus years ago shows up on Facebook the morning after we spoke about it.
Wow.
That's random.
Yeah.
Not even a product. It's just a video.
It's funny. Sometimes I feel like I think things and it appears.
See, that's where I'm with you. I had something similar to this over Christmas, but it wasn't with Facebook. I was just, and you'll like this movie. I was watching this, actually the third, I don't know if you like this one, but the third edition of The Santa Claus, Tim Allen.
Yeah, oh, I watched them all this year.
Me too. And I was texting a fellow coworker across the hall. And I sent him a picture. He's like, what are you doing? And I just took a picture of my Christmas tree and a picture. And this very moment where the movie was in that picture. So we start talking a little bit. And then he was like, what's the name of that girl? And so I immediately just Google girl in Santa Claus movie. Mm-hmm. And the first picture that comes up is the exact same picture, the exact same frame of the movie that I sent him earlier.
Like, oh, that's funny.
It's a coincidence. It's nothing like this, like Facebook spying on me. But I was like, that is the first picture. So I took screenshots of it. And I was like,
yeah.
He was like, what devil's lettuce are you on? But no, that was my moment. So
here's one from Jessica Schultz on Facebook. Talk about random. My husband calls our son Picklefish. Excuse me, Picklefish. Don't ask. Nicknames have just a way of evolving. Anyhow, about a year ago now, he started getting ads for Picklefish Press.
What?
Way too random to be coincidental. Sarah, if that's her real name, said I was telling a friend that it was time to, quote, rip the Band-Aid off and let her ex go, move out. Sure enough, moments later, opened Instagram, there are now ads for Band-Aids.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Isn't that weird?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I didn't watch all of that crazy documentary either.
The Social Dilemma.
Yeah, because it's freaky.
You think they're listening, right, Donna?
I do.
I don't even think you need to write stuff. I honestly think that they can pick stuff up. I mean, they've proven that your Alexa listens to you, correct? And it records conversations.
Yes.
That has come out. You can like put settings to turn that off, but
you can't get away with anything anymore, by the way. If you're saying something behind someone's back, you know, in the heat of a moment or something, I bet you in a court of law somebody could find that audio somewhere of you being picked up by your Alexa, by your TV remote.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know?
They do, yeah, your TV remotes. You can talk to them now.
I'm telling you, I told you my crepe array story.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was have it on in my kitchen. on the TV, just some random ad was on, for, you know, like an infomercial for this stuff that gets rid of that creepy look of your neck and chest. And I thought in my head, didn't say it out loud, because I live alone and I'm not crazy. I said, I should get me some of that. Next day, emails in my inbox for Crepe Erase, like, you know, 25% off. And I know what happened now. It's because Comcast is my internet provider and my cable provider. And the remote is a talking remote. You know what I mean? I think they're all connected. So my internet and my cable are connected. So it's picking up on what I'm watching and then sending me emails about that product. They're all in cahoots together. I don't like it.
They're all out to get us. I find it rather entertaining. I know it's nefarious, but I still, I just think I'm not going to be able to stop this. So this is interesting. How about what happened to Kirsten? I was watching a dog show on TV and a lot of dogs barking. All of a sudden, lots of ads on Facebook about training your dog not to bark and bark collars. Just from the sound of dogs barking on a show.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's disturbing.
Let's see.
Big Brother. This is totally Big Brother watching you.
I'm going to cold read one. You ready for a cold read?
Yes.
This is from Julie. I was at a restaurant with a friend talking about times that Facebook or Instagram spied on you. I was telling her how I love gel manicures, but I do not like sitting in a salon or paying salon prices. My friend told me that she had bought her own UV machine to do the manicures at home, so I was asking her for more details about that. Later at home, I opened Facebook and saw an ad for a UV machine. It really freaked me out because I had the phone on the table but did not have any apps open.
I think you just have to turn your phone off when you are having private conversations and you're at a restaurant having dinner. I mean, I get it. It's very useful marketing.
All right, now listen to this. This is from Sharon. Sharon.
And then we have a call when you're done.
I've heard that your phone listens to you and was skeptical until tonight. We were watching a show on the record industry, and the show is on our DVR, so it's not being broadcast now. Here's the weird part. They interviewed Cat Stevens on the show, and he played a bit of one of his songs. I picked up my phone, opened Facebook, and what video pops up? Cat Stevens playing the exact same song.
Yeah. I mean, this is very useful, like I said, marketing for businesses, and there are corporations who do only this.
Oh my gosh. And finally, we'll go to the phone here in a minute. Listening to your show with Donna talking about Crepe Erase, and lo and behold, I'm getting emails, not ads, but actual emails.
No. I know. Wow. If the, if she's listening through her internet provider, that's probably why.
All right. Who do we have on the phone?
Diana.
Hello, Diana.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Great. We're doing good.
Happy
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Tell us about the time you got spied on.
Okay. So last week, I was just craving a piece of chocolate cake. Wanted a chocolate cake. Laying on the ground, whining. Sean, my husband, go get me a piece of chocolate cake. All of a sudden, the Alexa, who's in the other room, starts talking. He says, "What? Alexa's talking." I said, "What is she saying?" All of a sudden, she starts playing "A Lovely Day, Lovely Day, Lovely Day, Lovely Day." She thought I was saying "I want a lovely day" while I was screaming "I want a chocolate cake." So I don't know. She's not even understanding me, but she's playing something crazy and listening to me when she shouldn't be.
Yes, Alexa is always, always listening. Sometimes taking the wrong request, but she is always
listening. That's right. Thank you,
I'll
Diana.
I'll take a lovely day, but I really wanted a piece of chocolate cake.
Did you ever get the cake?
I did not.
Oh, Sean.
What's wrong with
a woman some chocolate cake?
You need to divorce him.
Donna, no,
what?
No, no.
Sorry,
no,
that's
no.
aggressive. I'm no. sorry.
I, you know what? I almost took that aggressive. But no, not going to.
Okay.
I'll do the good Steve. I'll do good boy Steve.
Thank you.
Bye, Diana. Thank you.
Bye.
Donna.
What?
can't tell a caller they should divorce.
At least put him in the doghouse for a couple hours.
That's super right? different than divorce. All
right. Time out.
I don't really mean it, Steve. How do you guys feel about Alexa? Do you have one of those thingies in your house?
I hate Alexa.
Okay. I hate her. I have one for one purpose, when I have to do morning shows. I unplug it all the time, but I use it when I do morning shows because it's my extra alarm. Because you can tell her, I don't know. It's just another, I have that paranoia that I'm never going to get up.
Right.
So I'm so paranoid about her listening that I unplug it, and I only plug it in on nights that I'm doing morning shows.
That's interesting. You know,
the reason that I don't like her, it's an advanced piece of technology. I do not like that we have to bow down and spell her name and say, like, if there's one in the room, Alexa. I hate that. Oh. I feel like then the robots are in control. I do not like that at all. And if you have a child who has an Alexa, they abuse this poor robot woman, and it brings out the worst in your children. They become these demanding little monsters.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't have one. I don't ever aspire to have one. I mean, I could dim my own lights. I'm not that lazy yet. You know, I can take care of some small tasks on my own.
We'll give Krista the final word. She says, I strangely got a Facebook ad for scream-free parenting. That's funny.
That's very funny.
That's funny.
It's good. It's good. I am Grant has one other call here. We'll just see what
Hello,
he's going
to Granty Wanty. Who do we All have right. here?
We got Ryan on the phone, and he's got a really interesting story. He just tried what you guys were talking about. Ryan, tell us about this.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm sitting here getting ready for work, and I'm like, hey, let's just try it. So I don't bake or anything, so I just said, oh, chocolate cake. I want to learn how to bake. Open up Facebook, ad right away. Martha Stewart, and she's with Snoop Dogg baking something.
No.
Are you telling the truth?
I swear on my life, I'll tweak a screenshot and send it to you.
Oh my gosh.
That is insane. We tried doing this once with like snowmobiles, and we kept saying snowmobile, thinking that we'd get ads for Polaris or something like that. And it didn't happen. Remember, Steve?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I wonder if it's because for me, I'm at work, you know, and I don't know if it just has to be connected to some other things in my house. But good luck with that baking class that you'll be taking with Martha.
Super creepy. Man,
thanks, wow. Ryan.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for the call. Thanks, everybody, for participating.